And after, at least by the time you're two, that soft spot is gone. And after that soft spot is gone, your head, your skull is fixed. It's solid. Even to the point that if somebody has severe brain trauma, where you have swelling of the brain, that doctors will actually drill holes through the skull so the brain can swell out to help so you don't get as much brain damage, because that skull will not move. So regardless of all the pressure in there with brain swelling, the skull doesn't move. But these therapists are saying that you can move the skull bones to relieve pressure on the brain by light touching. Now, the other part that's somewhat alarming to me is the fact that it also creates a lot of emotional issues when they do this stuff. I was also able to look at one of the therapy manuals briefly, and I didn't have to look very far until I found some New Age and occultic witchcraft terms in it. Next one is therapeutic touch. This is a form of psychic healing, stressing the manipulation of body energies, or prana, which is a witchcraft term. It's connected to psychic healing, spiritism, developing psychic powers, occult self-transformation, occult meditation, and altered states of consciousness. Again, a practice is not okay. Next one I want to look at is essential oils, and I want to stress the fact that be alert on this one. Not all oils that are called essential oils are occultic, but some are. You can buy peppermint oil, eucalyptus oil, camphor oil, and such like for your colds and coughs, and which is fine, which is good, providing they don't come from a place where witches, now we don't use the term witches anymore, it's kind of a harsh term, but that's what they are, I'm going to use it, where witches have applied energies to this product. There are a number of companies online that will actually use occult terms and witchcraft jargon in advertising their products. And I'm actually going to refer to one of the companies. This is probably one of the largest companies, and that is Young Living Products. And they actually use the phoenix bird on their products. And the phoenix bird is actually a symbol of Lucifer. And if you look at, if you Google phoenix bird, be alert and be ready, because you will see some things that don't look very nice. They also use a lot of witchcraft terms like life force, heart energy, energy alignment, meditation, visualization, subtle energy field, divine nature within, and many more. The other thing I want to say with essential oils, there are some essential oils out there that are totally fine. Just be very careful where you buy them, where you get them. Ask questions. If you buy them from somewhere, just ask them. Act as if you don't know a whole lot and just ask them. You might shock some of the people out of their comfort zone, but that's okay. I did do that one day, and I just asked her. I said, so this is a product that has been prayed over, has been energies applied to it, or some witch or some person is able to did all kinds of stuff with it so the powers come through this and then affect me. And well, she looked at me as if I grew my third nostril, but we had a rather interesting discussion of that. The other one, if you take oils for essential oils for love, joy, peace, and those types of things, my Bible says that's fruits of the Spirit. You don't take oil for those. Those are fruits that will show up. Next one I want to look at is chiropractors. Find out what you're doing, or find out what they're doing to you. Don't just lay down and let them do whatever they want. And I'm not going to say that all chiropractors are occultic. There are some that I think can do a proper job. But ask them questions, like, how do you know what you're doing? How can you tell what's out of place? And such like. You need to know what they're doing. And if you want, if they ask why you're asking all these questions, just tell them, well, you have every right to know what you're doing to my body. You want to know what they're doing. You don't want to just whatever. If you're getting treatments where they barely touch you or they don't touch you at all, stay away from those. There's also a man that said this. He said, I was laying on the bed and I started asking the chiropractor some questions about how he knows what he's doing, and the chiropractor said, I have a spirit guide that tells me what to do. That man said he jumped up off the bed, ran out of that office, and never went back again. The next thing I'd like to look at, number 10, is chi. This covers a lot of items. This is a hidden motive behind a lot of New Age stuff. It's referring to a non-cellular liquid, the yin and the yang, the male and female, they cancel each other out. The chi flows into the universe and flows back into you, and that is why you stay healthy, and when you get sick, that chi is blocked. And you need to move that block, either by acupuncture, acupressure, chi machine, or whatever. In fact, the chi machine does all kinds of amazing things, and they will even go as far as telling you that they massage your internal organs. There's definitely a serious problem with that. Number 11, raindrop technique. I'm just going to read it here. Put 6 drops of Valor on each foot, 6 drops on your shoulder. Valor is an essential oil for energy alignment in the body, which is a witchcraft term again. The person at the feet, hold the left foot in the left hand, the right foot in the right hand, the palm of the hand flat against the foot, the other person on the right hand, the right shoulder, and left hand on the left shoulder. And then it says, now be patient, do not force your thoughts or make something happen. Your mind must be free and peaceful. And then you will start feeling a mild tingling or a heat around your feet and then going up your legs and as high as your head. And this is the foundation.